This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus David Patrick Yount, Defendant Appellant, decided February 25th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, 1 in Division State of Missouri. Plaintiff Respondent versus, no, SD38559, David Patrick Yount, filed February 25th, 2025, Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. The Honorable Jerry A. Harmison, Jr., Judge, affirmed David Patrick Yount, appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Greene County, Missouri, Trial Court, convicting him of statutory sodomy in the first degree and child molestation in the first degree following a bench trial. See sections 566.062 and 566.067, respectively. 1. The trial court sentenced him to 21 years imprisonment for statutory sodomy and 10 years imprisonment for child molestation, each sentence to run concurrently with the other. Yount raises 3 points on appeal. Each of Yount's points relied on fail to comply with the mandatory provisions of Rule 1. Unless otherwise indicated, all statutory references are to RSMO 2000, and all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2024. 284.04. And therefore preserve nothing for appeal. However, point I raises sufficiency of the evidence claims, which this court is required to review regardless of its deficiencies. As to points 2 and 3rd, to the extent they attempt to claim error respecting the sufficiency of the information, Rule 30.20 allows us to address those issues despite the briefing deficiencies. Briefing deficiencies. Yount's brief does not comply with the requirements of Rule 84.04. The brief contains a deficient statement of facts, non-compliant and multifarious points relied on, and non-conforming argument. Rule 84.04 sets forth the requirements for briefs filed with appellate courts, and compliance with these requirements is mandatory. By National Gateway Terminal, LLC versus City of St. Louis, 697 SW3D 593 597 MOAP ED 2024, quoting Plaque versus City of Sunset Hills, Missouri, 670 SW3D 228 231 MOAP ED 2023. The function of the appellant's brief is to explain to the court why, despite the evidence seemingly favorable to the respondent, the law requires that appellant must prevail. In Remarriage of Blanchard, 613 SW3D 879 885 Mort Appens SD 2020, quoting Hoare vs. Small, 1 SW3D 569 571 Mort App ED 1999. When counsel fail in their duty by filing briefs which are not in conformity with the applicable rules and do not sufficiently advise the court of the contentions asserted and the merit thereof, the court is left with the dilemma of deciding that case and possibly establishing precedent for future cases on the basis of inadequate briefing and advocacy, or undertaking additional research and briefing to supply the deficiency. Courts should not be asked or expected to assume such a role. In addition to being inherently unfair to the other party to the appeal, it is unfair to parties in other cases awaiting disposition because it takes from them appellate time and resources, which should be devoted to expeditious resolution of their appeals. Lexow v. Boeing Co., 643 SW3D 501, 505, Mo Bank 2022. Quoting Thummel v. King, 570 SW2D 679, 686, Mo Bank 1978. 3. Yount's Statement of Facts, Rule 84.04c. Sets forth what is required for a compliant and acceptable statement of facts. The statement of facts shall be a fair and concise statement of the facts relevant to the questions presented for determination without argument. All statements of facts shall have specific page references to the relevant portion of the record on appeal, i.e., legal file, transcript, or exhibits. If the citation is to the system-generated legal file, it shall include the system-generated appeal document number and page number, e.g., D6P7. If the portion cited is contained in the appendix, a page reference to the appendix shall also be included, e.g., D6P7, App 9, Rule 84, 4C, emphasis added.